The pollution stems from decades-long use of PFAS foam at Tyco Fire Products Fire Training Facility in Marinette. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources selected an independent environmental mediator to facilitate the discussions, which will be paid for by Tyco. Peshtigo's Town Board Chair Cindy Boyle says the summit feels long overdue.
Until you live in the experience of having to cook with and brush your teeth with bottled water, you don't realize what a severe inconvenience that is.
She's optimistic the summit will yield a solution. Tyco officials have said they will pay for a water line to bring residents safe drinking water. But there have been multiple delays as the company, state regulators, and communities disagree over who needs and who should provide clean water. A follow-up meeting is tentatively set for next week. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.